Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, August 11th, 2020. Stand up for your country. Can you believe what's happening in Chicago? Now, I love Chicago. I mean, I have an affection for most big cities in America. I've been to all of them, all 50 states, all major cities. Chicago is a unique place because it is an immigrant city like New York. People work very hard, generally speaking. They're nicer than New Yorkers are and Bostonians, a little crusty here on the East Coast, except when you get south of the Mason-Dixon line, it gets nicer down there. But I always like going to Chicago. But I knew for years that that city was spiraling downward because of the corrupt politicians and the Democratic machine. It's almost like New York and California. And the machine controls who runs, who gets elected, and the Republican Party is just nowhere. So what we are seeing is the destruction of Chicago. Okay. Last Sunday, a man, 20-year-old Latrell Allen, was apparently carrying a gun, allegedly carrying a gun. The police were informed, and with all the murders and shootings in Chicago, they respond to those calls of firearms. Mr. Allen, according to the cops, fled and then shot at police. Police showed the public the gun. It was shot. Bullets did come out of it, ballistic shell. And whether or not it was Allen's, well, he was the only guy there. So the gun was found on the ground after Allen was shot by the police. He was not killed. All right. Now, Allen's got a record. Some say he's a gang member. I haven't been able to confirm that. And there is no question that if an alleged criminal shoots at a law enforcement officer, that officer has the right to shoot back. Not Chicago. No. Okay. So riots break out. Looting breaks out. You saw the pictures. We'll run a few more now. $60 million in damage on Sunday. $60 million. And you can see these people are breaking into stores. They're looting. This is not the poor neighborhood. This is the Miracle Mile, the so-called Miracle Mile, all right, on the lake in Chicago. $60 million in damage. 13 police officers injured. 100 people arrested. Even the far, far, far left mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, was outraged. Go.
Let's be clear. We are coming for you. We are already at work in finding you, and we intend to hold you accountable for your actions. I don't care. I do not care whatever justification was given for this. There is no justification for criminal behavior ever.
All right. I don't believe that looters are going to be held accountable. If they are, I'll be very, very surprised. So what they need is to arrest 100 of them and perp walk them. Then I'll believe you. But is that going to happen? No. Why? Because the Black Lives Matter movement doesn't want it to happen. So after the looting, after the 13 cops are hurt, after all of this, here's what Black Lives Matter Chicago put out a statement. All right? Quote, yesterday, Chicago Police Department shot and nearly killed a young Black person in Inglewood, and then arrested 100 protesters downtown for expressing their righteous anger. As we post a statement, CPD, Chicago Police Department, continues to patrol and terrorize Black communities. Mayor Lightfoot continues to side with capital and private property over the Black people of Chicago, unquote. You get the private property and capital? This is from the communist group, the Marxist group, Black Lives Matter. Now, the person who runs this in Chicago is named Aislinn Pulley. All right. She is also the co-executive director of the Chicago Torture Justice Center. All right. That is an organization that seeks to address, quote, the traumas of police violence and institutional racism through access to healing and wellness services, unquote. Okay, fine. So we know what this is, all right? This is another attempt by the Black Lives Matter movement to justify criminal conduct. There's no doubt about it, no two sides to the story. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. In Seattle. Police officer and, no, I should say police chief, Carmen Best, 55, quit. Why? Because the city council voted 701 to downgrade, defund the Seattle Police Department. So, Miss Best, very liberal woman, Seattle Police, certainly not a conservative organization. All right, quits. You want to move to Seattle? Talk about chaos. Talk about danger in the streets. Seattle, Washington. Rasmussen poll. 1,000 likely voters asked this question. In violent protest situations, do most national Democratic leaders like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi identify more with the protesters or more with the police? Notice the word violent. 60% say Democratic leaders, including Pelosi, identify with protesters. All right? 60%. 31% say they don't. 2-1. So, Americans going to vote for the Democrats? Siding with violent protesters? Think about it. Second question. In violent protest situations, does President Trump identify more with protesters or the police? Okay. 66 with the police, 11% with the protesters, 15% he tries to be impartial. No, he doesn't. He identifies with the police. He's not trying to be impartial. No, these people, Killing Crazy Horse, going to be a big book. Please order it in advance from BillO'Reilly.com. I'll sign it for you if you want. Okay, comes out September 8th. I know in the age of COVID, everybody's discombobulated, but this book is important. You'll learn so much about your country, and you'll be engaged. You won't be able to go to sleep if you start. Quick break, and we'll be back with a final thought on the COVID tax.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Okay, final thought of the day. I don't even notice this, but it's absolutely happening. So the other day, I wanted to get some seafood. And I called up this restaurant that I don't really go to a lot. And I ordered two soups, lobster bisque, three shrimp tacos, and three fish tacos. Two soups, and the soups were little. They weren't like giant soups, little soups. And three small tacos, and another order of three small tacos. How much do you think they charged me? $72. Now, I'm an idiot for buying them. My fault. I didn't know they cost that much because I did it by phone, but I happened to ask, okay, so what's the total, madam? $72. I should have just canceled it. But everybody was hungry, and I did. I never go there again. Now, why did they charge $72 for a paltry amount of food? Because that's the COVID tax. People know, and this was in a resort, by the way, a resort area, not in my local town where I am now. They know that people are just all over the place and they just want convenience and this and that. All of the vendors that I use have jacked up their prices, all right? From the lawn guys to the pool guy, whatever it may be, all right? Now, I sound like a whiner. I'm lucky I have all these things. I understand that. But every bill I get is 20, 25% higher than it was last year. COVID tax. All right, these people know that there's a lot of confusion and their businesses have been hurt. They're going to try to make it up. But $72 for tacos and a little soup. My fault, but I thought I'd pass it on. All right, always ask in the age of COVID how much everything costs. We'll see you tomorrow night.